Hi, I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And together we are East-West Audio Body Shop. Well, I hope you're getting organized for the holiday season, all those things that have to be taken care of, parties, presents, all those things. And speaking of organizations, we've got the founding members of World Voices organization. We're going to talk about why this organization exists, what we're doing, and what we're doing to make the voiceover industry a better place. And we'll answer your questions, ones that have been mailed in at ewabshop@gmail.com, and we'll take them from the chat room. We'll see you Monday night, 9 o'clock in the East.
And 6 o'clock in the West.
And make sure you join us in the chat room. We'll see all of you there.
He's the home voiceover studio engineer to the stars in Los Angeles, California. A Virginia Tech grad whose knowledge of the latest recording gear is second to none. He's a voice actor and the home studio master, hailing from Buffalo, New York. His home studio skills and knowledge of voiceover recording is unmatched. When Dan and George talk shop, people listen, and the talk continues tonight. Welcome to East West Audio Body Shop. And now, live from his high-tech facility in Santa Monica and his penthouse studio in Buffalo, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Hi, I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And together we are
East West Audio Body Shop.
Yes, off to a roaring start. Hopefully not a roaring blaze.
That's right.
That's right.
We walk away from the accident every time.
Every time. It's fine. We're good. Anyway, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. We've got another fine lineup of interesting stuff to talk about tonight in voiceover technology. And some stuff about the industry, even though Dave Courvoisier thinks every time we say the voiceover industry, he says smokestacks appear before his eyes for some reason. I don't think the industry doesn't necessarily mean that. Our guests tonight are going to be the founding members of World Voices organization, of which I am one. Dave Courvoisier and Dustin Ebaugh, Chris Masalesta, and our secretary, or actually our treasurer, Elizabeth Holmes, who's going to tell us what a great job we're doing of being transparent and making sure that, you know, the money is where it's supposed to be.
That's right.
That's what a good treasurer does.
Indeed.
She's one of the best. Anyway, but we'll get them on at the bottom of the hour. I'm sure lots of you want to hear what we have to say about Wovo. And, you know, unfortunately, we're on the internet. You can't, if you throw rocks, you're just going to hit your own screen. So anyway, we've got lots to talk about, so why don't we start it off with the news?
After I thank our sponsors, Harlan Hogan's VoiceOver Essentials,
oh, yes,
Edge Studio, VoiceZam, and VoiceOver Extra.
Okay. Yeah.
Time now to take a look at the news. EWAB's News.
All righty. Well, first off in the news, apparently hell has frozen over. Terry Daniels and his lovely wife, Tracy, actually got married. So congratulations to Terry and Tracy. You got some of those pictures up there, George?
I do.
Okay, good.
Very sounds sweet.
Like it's, I guess they were in New York for the big party this weekend.
That's right.
Apparently everybody was there except me. I'm missing all the good parties. Why is that?
Everybody who's everybody was there.
I know where I am then. Anyway, a big congratulations to a really great guy and his wonderful wife, Tracy, from all of us here at EWABS.
Love it.
Whittam.
Derek Chappelle, the king of blogs, one of the biggest VO bloggers out there and a really great guy. He was on our show about social media a little while ago. You might remember him. He says it's time to share with all our readers the top voiceover blog posts of 2014. He said he had 52 people last year request and share the links to the articles, so he knows that people like these. This year, I would like to be able to share many, many more links to your amazing educational, informational, and entertaining voiceover blog articles. The criteria for which you choose your top VO blog post in 2014 is entirely up to you. All I ask is that you send me the link to your top VO blog post of 2014, and I'll pull a profile picture of you from one of the social media resources, unless you send me a specific picture to use. Please send your link to your top VO blog post of 2014 to me here in a separate inbox message. Well, that's because it was sent to me in Facebook. In other words, send it to my email at Derek@thevoiceofyourbusiness.com. Yeah. And you'd like send them to Derek@thevoiceofyourbusiness.com by December 19th, so he has time to put together the article.
All righty. Not much else going on.
That's it for the news.
And that's a look at the E-Webs news.
There.
Okay, thank you. All righty. Time for some Q&A. We've got... What's that? Oh, okay. So I said it's Terry Daniels, not Terry. It's Terry Daniel, not Terry Daniels.
Oh, thank you, chat room, for covering, for keeping us honest. Yes, that's right. Accurate.
Hey, it's a live show. What are we going to do? Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is I started using a CPAP machine because apparently I have horrendous sleep apnea, according to the missus. And now I wake up totally wide awake. I feel like a fighter pilot because I got this mask on, this big tube. But I'm like wide awake. Okay, make breakfast, do all these things, and I'm creative. So maybe I'll start writing some more blogs this year.
Excellent.
Otherwise, I'm like, what? So I was talking to my doctor, and he's like, "Yeah, you really can't stop breathing at night. You know, you lose 10,000 brain cells a night. You only got so many." I said, "Well, that must be what the dog is licking up every morning." Anyway. Here's some questions we got this week. This is an interesting one, and I'm sure a lot of you out there are going to go, "Hey, I know what that means." All right. Well, this is from David Marcus Gibson, and he says, "Earlier this year, I got an agent." Well, congratulations. Not an easy thing to do. Now, my agent sends me auditions with compensation information like, can you like get that on the screen, George, so they can actually see the shorthand of all this?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'll try to get this so you guys can see it.
Okay. The first one here is, now some of you know what this stuff means. It says, he doesn't understand it. If he sees something like there are three spots, so the total is 6,000 plus 20% each spot. There is a 60 and a 30 lift at the end of the day. There will be three 60s with three 30-second lifts. Now, what does that mean? Well, if you've ever worked in a restaurant and you understand shorthand of, of a restaurant, it's the same sort of thing. And let me interpret here. All right. So if you see an audition and the specs say there are three spots, so the total is 6,000 plus 20% for each spot. Guy's got a great agent for starters. But that's 6,000 for the actual pay for the spot plus 20% on top of that, which is the agent's fee. For each spot, there is a 60 and a 30 lift. What's a 30 lift? 30 lift is taking the stuff from inside the 60 and making a 30. And at the end of the day, there will be three 60s with three 30-second lifts. So
if you recorded something that's 60 seconds long, they'll somehow extract a 30-second spot from that 60 seconds by just doing some clever editing?
That is correct.
Oh.
And some are more clever than others. Just listen to some national radio shows and you'll see. Yeah. Or here's another one. $1,500 plus agent spot. More if national buy. Okay. If union dictates higher rate for usage, we will, of course, pay scale. You know, so you just have to know what scale is for whatever it is that they're doing. For a national buy, for whatever. That's not all that hard. I mean, it could, just doesn't say.
It's just a lot of shorthand speak.
Right. Exactly. Kinda. Right. Now, the last one here is I love this one. We intend to book all performers at $500 session fee, $2,500 buyout usage, North America, including USA, Canada, Mexico only, with all rights included with worldwide digital media. $3,000 buyout usage worldwide with all rights included. So if that goes around all over the place and you get that spot, that's paying your rent for a couple of months.
Cha-ching!
Yes. Now, but what is a buyout? A buyout means that there's no residuals to it, that you're getting all the money up front and you are totally no longer, you know, you have no right to that, to any more compensation to that, except for what they're showing you here, $2,500 for the North America or $3,000 if they broadcast it worldwide. They must have a really big antenna. He says, I'm really embarrassed to ask, but what the heck am I looking at? Well, now you know. I just do my auditions and hope a check comes in when I get the gig and I do my thing. I'm actually surprised that no one else has brought this up. Well, you have, and there's the answer.
I'm glad you did because, yeah, don't feel embarrassed to ever answer a question like, ask a question like that.
Ask your agent. You know, I mean, it's shorthand for the industry. It's like anything else.
Yeah, very true.
Your turn.
All right, so this question came in from one of our contributors that does drops for the show, our little bumpers and things, and from Mike Martin. And his concern was that he had some mouth clicks and he was having a heck of a time removing them. Well, this is the clip. Let's see if we can hear those sounds as he's describing them.
All right, Pilgrim. I was thrilled with EWABs last week. 2 cowpokes, 2 microphones, and broadband. All right, Pilgrim. I was thrilled with EWABs last week. 2 cowpokes, 2 microphones, and broadband.
All right, well, obviously a loop there. Yes. So he's wondering how to get rid of the little bits of noise. He hears little clicks and things in there. All right. Well, let me start by always start with the source. So that kind of a read, it's very clear to me that you're speaking very, very softly and very close to the microphone. And that type of situation is always going to lead to the most mouth noise possible. Why? Well, because the microphone's very close in proximity to your mouth where the noise is originating, so that's one problem. And two, when you're speaking softly, the volume of your voice is not as, you know, it's not a big difference, as big a difference. How am I trying to say this? The clicks are louder in relation to the volume of your voice. If you were speaking much louder and projecting more, the mouth clicks would still be there, but because your microphone gain would be a lot lower because you're louder, they wouldn't be more as obvious, okay? So that's one reason why they're so pronounced. So if you're going to do this kind of a read, you have to be really careful to make sure you're really well hydrated. I know Dan and I have talked a lot. Dan, what do you have? You got something in your hand. You're going to show him one of your trade secrets.
It's not alcohol. It's called Alkalol. And it's basically a mucus dissolvent, mm-hmm. although some people say mucus is a dissolvent on itself. But what this does is I spray my mouth, you know, especially after I've had tacos for lunch or something. I had this in a spray bottle, an old chloraseptic bottle, and I just mix it like 30 to 1 and no more mouth clicks. Works fabulously.
Really? So 30 to 1, I mean, that's like almost nothing. So you're just putting like a teaspoon into a whole bottle of water?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
And it works very well.
Very cool. So, I mean, there's one way to treat it that way. You know, he was asking about editing it in Audacity. Audacity is not a very powerful editing tool. If you're really going to have to deal with editing a lot of mouth noises, you got to go to Audition. Plain and simple. I know Dan and I talk about how much we love Twisted Wave. And a lot of people certainly get away with using Audition or Audacity. But if you really have to fix these mouth clicks, Audition is the tool. It really, with the spectral editor and the auto heal function, it works wonders to clean up mouth click noises. Other than that, if you're going to spend that much money, you know, you can buy iZotope RX, you know, but unless you're doing long form like audiobooks, I don't think it's worth investing in that kind of a tool. You know, just get in there. If it's short stuff you're doing mostly, just get in there and remove the mouth clicks with the auto heal. Way easier.
It's a bit more of an issue when you're doing long form stuff like e-learning and in audiobooks and stuff like that.
So, yeah.
Which is why you would use a supplement like that to help you out. You know, so, and then there's the I've seen arguments on Facebook where people are like, no, it's Granny Smith apples. Oh, no, you've got to use this. You've got to use it.
Sure.
Well, whatever works for you, try them all and see what works. That's all.
That's right.
But try to get rid of it at the source is what we usually say. Now, this last one, I'm going to let you handle this one.
Oh, okay.
Because, I look at this stuff and I go, I mean, I understand it, but it's like, is it relevant?
Yeah, I think it's relevant because I think it's just understanding what the heck this stuff means, because it's a demystifying question, I guess.
Okay.
And is my camera catching up again? There we go. It's catching up now. So my computer sounds like it's, what's it doing? Oh, it's probably Time Machine. I'm going to add that to my checklist. Disable Time Machine before
Disable
show.
Time Machine, yes.
That's what it is. Anyway, and actually, that was a question that somebody asked me on Widom's World. I got to answer that one. It's a good question. Kevin Sequin Scullin. Wow. Kevin Sequin Scullin. That's a hyphen name.
It's probably Seguin, but we'll.
Seguin, it is, because it's not a Q and it's not Sequin.
Right. That's right.
Sorry, Kevin. Your real name is not Sequin. Kevin Seguin Scullin. He says, okay, Tech Gurus, a little help reading Twisted Wave Analyze Boxes. I've got two different mics. I've done no processing at all. Does one look better than the other? So let's switch to a shot here where you can see this. I don't think Daniel, maybe you'll be able to see it, Dan, in a few minutes.
I can see it
here.
Too, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So what he's done here is he's just sampled that audio, and he's got an 875R and something else, and he's just run the Analyze tool. So let me explain real quick what Analyze does. All it does is it looks at the entire audio sample that you've told it to sample. Could be the entire file, could be a selection, and it's reading out this list of statistics. Okay? It tells you nothing at all about the quality of the microphone, nothing at all about how the recording sounds. You know, it doesn't tell you if your mic placement's right. It doesn't tell you anything other than really basic figures like, what's the loudest the audio gets? That's peak amplitude. What's the average level of the recording, average RMS? And then some other information that's not particularly helpful to most people, unless you want to know how many clips there are, how many times you clipped. There's clipped samples. But I mean, most of this information is just a gross generalization about the entire audio sample. And the only time I ever look at these numbers really is if I'm mastering. And I have to reach a specific RMS setting based on the producer or the audiobook production producer or whatever, publisher, I should say, and like, say, ACX. That's the only time I even really look at the average RMS, because if I'm doing stuff for ACX, then you have to get that goal of, what is it, minus 23 to minus 18 or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, but that's the only time these numbers really, I think, matter. Sometimes I'll check just to see if the peak amplitude didn't get screwed up or is too high or too low. But otherwise, that's all these numbers are telling you. They're not telling you a whole heck of a lot. It's a technical value of the audio holistically, not something specific about one part of the audio. So I know he actually sent in an audio sample of him asking the question. So I'll go ahead and play that back too. See if I can do that without causing an echo. Just click this button and click this button.
George posted something on your Facebook page with the two Twisted Wave Analyze readings. One was for an AT-875R, the other for the Rode NT1A. And I was asking the question, what exactly do all those numbers mean? George, I went through your audiobook mastering program a year ago or so, and so I've got my setup for ACX, and everything's been fine, never had any problems with it, but now I'm thinking of switching microphones, and it's like, read it.
There you go. Well, switch microphones if you are not happy with the sound that you're currently getting, but otherwise, don't overthink it too much.
Yeah, well, a chart like that is overthinking it.
It's, again, only necessary for the mastering process.
Right.
That's the only time you need to look at those numbers.
All righty. Well, that's enough shop talk for now, but we have a little bit more, and then we've got some great guests coming on from World Voices Organization. We're going to talk with them in just a couple of minutes, and we've got a Widom's World coming up, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whence came these two radiant celestial brothers, united for an instant as they crossed the stratosphere of our starry window? One from the east and one from the west.
Very good.
Very good indeed.
Very, very good indeed. Well, we've got a Widom's World coming up because you asked for it.
Here you go. Widom's World, this is about Skype and phone patches. If you've already got one and you already have it mastered, go get yourself a beer.
Get me one, too.
Here you go. Hey there, everyone. This is George Widom reporting for Widom's World. So this week I've decided to dig into the topic of phone patches, which is basically the concept of being able to hear a phone caller while you're recording and have them hear you. And in some cases, also the ability to have them hear you play back audio that you've already recorded. So as you can probably imagine, there's a lot of ways to do this. And I've tried pretty much everything you can imagine. So this week I'm answering questions that came in from Roger Hyman. He was asking about using a JK Audio hybrid with a Duet by Apogee. And Mark Chen was also asking about ways to hook up using Skype, using phone patches and different things to allow you to be directed over a phone line while you're doing recording sessions. So there's a lot of ways to do this, and Mark outlined at least six different methods. There's no way I can certainly address all of them right now, but I'll give you a rundown on a couple solutions. So let me talk about two basic ways that you can facilitate doing a phone patch setup. One of them involves Skype, and one of them involves using an actual traditional, what's called a hybrid, or a device that is used to patch into your telephone system. So starting with Skype, this is by far my favorite solution of all the different possible solutions, for a couple of reasons. One, you don't need to have a physical audio mixer to patch this other piece of equipment into, so you'd save the cost of buying a mixer and this additional hybrid device that a phone line would need to tie into your studio. So that's one good reason. Two, even if you're using Skype to call a landline phone, not just another Skype caller, because you can do both with Skype, the sound quality is better than if you were just using a traditional phone hybrid with a POTS or plain old telephone service phone line, like the one you have in your house with a dial tone, if you still have one of those. Do you guys all still have those? I don't. If you want to keep it simple, Skype will play very well alongside other recording softwares, primarily on the Mac system. In Windows, things get a little bit messier, and I can't guarantee that's going to be the same for everybody. I know recently I've had clients have a lot of trouble when using, say, Adobe Audition 3.0 or something on Windows alongside Skype. So it's not going to work great for everybody. Some of you may need to run Skype on a separate computer and then patch the audio in using a mixer, complicating things a lot more. But if you have a Mac, Skype will run right alongside any other recording software like TwistedWave, and the two can share the same audio hardware very easily. So you set the same input for your recording software, let's say TwistedWave, and you set the same input for Skype, the microphone setting. Make them the same. So when you're recording into the microphone, your audio is also feeding to Skype simultaneously. Easy peasy, they hear you. The speaker setting in Skype, you just set to the output device that you are using with your headphones. Now, if you don't normally use headphones when you record in the booth, and many of you don't, you will have to get used to using headphones. You can't use a speaker because if their voice starts coming out of the speaker while you're speaking, that could end up getting into the recording and ruining a take. So you don't want to go with a speaker in most cases. So if you have to get an earbud or something, or some kind of a headphone and you're not used to wearing one, some people suggest using very lightweight, small, like iPod-style earbuds, and just putting one in one ear, just enough so that you can hear their voice in your one ear, but it's not distracting you too much. So that's a workaround. Another solution is if you have any kind of a smartphone or an iPhone or anything, you can do the same thing with those. You can either be using Skype or just be using a regular phone call, plug the earpiece into the earphone jack, have the phone in the booth with you, and just they'll hear you through the microphone on the phone. The microphone's very sensitive, and if it's sitting there on the table within a few feet of you, they'll hear you just like you're on speakerphone, and you'll hear them through the earpiece in your ear. So again, a really simple solution. The next solution is involving more equipment, and that's using a traditional phone hybrid, which is a piece of equipment that you can patch in to your studio and will tie into your telephone lines so that everything is tied in together. This is the way we've been doing it for years, and some people still like doing it this way. I call it the old-fashioned way. But you're still going to be using a normal phone line, and you can use whatever existing telephone line you're already using in your studio area. And the phone line plugs into the hybrid box, and it passes out the other side to your telephone, sort of like you would the way you would hook up a fax machine. And then you're taking the output and the input of that hybrid and plugging it into a mixer. And the mixer then allows you to hear yourself, hear the caller, and send the sound of your microphone to the caller, all at the same time while not recording the sound of the phone caller on your recording track. And that's what's called a mix minus. So you need the right kind of mixer to do that, and I really love using the Mackie 802 VLZ series mixers for this purpose. I think they work wonderfully. You can use Behringers, Yamahas, anything that has an auxiliary send will do this very, very easily. So, setting it up correctly is not that difficult. Basically, using an auxiliary send to send the audio to your hybrid and receiving the hybrid to another channel of your mixer will allow you to hear them without sending yourself, without sending them back to themselves again, creating an echo loop. That's what that mix minus is all about. And as for Roger's question about using a duet with a JK Audio hybrid, you can do it. But it's a little bit complicated, and you have to use the mixer panel that comes with it called the Maestro. That's what it's called. You have to use Maestro, and it takes some tweaking to get it just right. So that's the kind of a question I'd like to address more privately because it's such a specific scenario. I have almost never had a client buy a JK Audio Auto Hybrid and a duet and want to use them together in the same studio without a mixer. So if you want me to help you with that one-on-one, I'd be happy to do it. Let me know. Thanks again for sending in your questions. I really appreciate it. If you'd like to have your question answered on the show, please send it in to widdomsworld@edgestudio.com, and I'll answer it as soon as I can. And if you want specific help on your own needs, or you need more rapid response, or your questions, a lot more specific, then you definitely want to check out vostudiotech.com. That's our technical wing of Edge Studio, where I can better address your needs. I've got all sorts of services that will help address your problems in a timely manner, and we'll get you up and running as quickly as possible. So thanks again. I really appreciate it, and I'll see you guys next week. So I don't know how many of you have studios that require or jobs that require using, there goes my battery backup, that requires the use of a phone patch. But I know Dan's big on keeping it really simple and using a headset mic or a handset telephone. let me switch to your camera,
usually,
Dan.
Yes. This is how I do it.
Exactly. But I think if you do, would you do that for a half hour straight? Just hold that to your head if it's a long session?
I did the entire Old Testament with that to my head.
Really?
So, oh yeah.
Why would you do something that long and literally hand hold a phone to your head if you don't have to?
Because I did. Because they paid me, and that's all that mattered. That was a while ago though. I would have, some days I went to a headset and they're like, I can't hear, the rabbi that was at the other end was like, I can't hear you. Like,
right. Oh. Well, that's always a problem. And if you have a rig that's real slick and simple and fancy and everything, and people can't hear you, it's worthless,
Yeah.
Somebody else said, I'm seeing now there's questions in the chat room that were not put in the show notes, so I'm trying to find them here. Anthony said, George, don't you think it's easier to play back audio with a hybrid versus Skype? Playing back over Skype can be a tricky mother. I don't think so, because if you treat Skype just like any other hybrid, I don't see how that's difficult. I mean, you just give Skype its own audio device. You could use like a $30 Behringer UCA2100 or some just cheap little USB audio in and out device and just say, hey, Skype, use this. And you assign it just like you would a hybrid or any other device on a mixer. So I actually don't think it's hard. If you're trying to do everything within the computer and not use a mixer and everything else, that's where it can get really complicated. Bill DeWeese mentioned that the option he uses is Google Phone. Actually, it's called Google Voice for Phone Patch. That's another way to go. You can use Google Voice if you're a Google Voice user. It's just another VoIP, a voice over IP phone. That's all it is. And it's really simple to use if you don't need to do playback. And that's another thing, Dan. How many times have somebody said, hey, can you play back that last take?
That happened last week.
Did you shove the phone into the headphone?
Well, here, give it a listen. No, actually, I was on Source Connect now, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I just turned the speakers up really loud.
There you go.
And they're like, hey, that sounds great. All right, no problem. Client loves it. We're out of here.
There you go.
As long as that's all they need. That's right. All right. Well, I guess we're out of here for the next 30 seconds to a minute or so. But we've got some great guests coming up. I'm sure you've got lots of questions for us about World Voices Organization. We're going to fill you in on all of that right after this word. So stay right where you are.
VO Studio Tech. Recording made simple.
Hi, I'm Peter McHugh.
This is Jim Tasker from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, this is Bill Ratner in Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Scott Rummel here in Yorba Linda, California.
Hi, my name is Rick Wasserman.
Hi, this is Tom Kane.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Marshall.
Hi, my name is Zurich.
Hi, I'm Mary McKittrick.
Randy Thomas chiming in.
Hi, this is Joe Szymanski.
Hey, this is Rick Robles.
Hi, my name is John Patrick Armstrong.
I was turned on to George by none other than Don LaFontaine, who always swore by his helmet.
George is absolutely awesome.
ISDN, Source Connect, Phone Patch, FTP, you name it, Georgia set it up.
It's really the best thing I've ever done for myself. I feel free, safe, fearless, like anything is possible in here.
Unless you like to look for opportunities to waste time, call George.
And he did all of that, long distance over the phone and the internet.
I'm very happy with George, and I cherish him.
Thanks, George. You make it easy.
Hey guys, this is Tom, also known as the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants, and you want to fill your ear holes and your eye holes with Dan and George and the East West Audio Body Shop. Ah! Meow. Snails like it too.
All right. Well, all you snails out there, we're glad you're back. And let me introduce our panel that's with us this evening, because we're going to talk about World Voices Organization. Joining us first, I think I'll go from... I won't say order of importance, but I will go from hierarchy of officers. First is our president, and he's done a fabulous job, Mr. Dustin Ebaugh, joining us from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Howdy.
How are you doing tonight?
Very good. I love that introduction. That's lovely.
Well, because you are the president, and we'll talk a little bit more about what you have to do as president. Our vice president of membership is somebody I'm sure a lot of people know, a funny guy and a very serious guy when it comes to membership, joining us from Texas, Chris Metzelesta.
And then I said, well, why don't you guys make me vice president? That's a real idiot's job. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
It was more along the lines of, well, you want to be president? No, you want to be president? No. And Dustin's like, I'll be president. Hey, Dustin, he can be president.
Him. That guy.
That's right.
He likes it.
Yes. And that's more of the truth than I think you probably want to know. Joining us also from our board of directors is our treasurer, the lovely and talented and very businesslike Miss Elizabeth Holmes.
Thank you for having me, Dan. You didn't introduce yourself. You're in order of importance.
Oh, okay. I'm the vice president of technology, but I think most people know that. We're talking about technical standards in the voiceover industry, and that's my job, along with a couple of other things. But let's really talk about World Voices, because we have a lot of people watching the show tonight, and a lot of people are members. A lot of people are sort of sitting on the fence, which I'm sure hurts if you're there too long. What is World Voices Organization? Why don't we start with the president who knows this stuff better than anybody? So what's our slogan that you came up with?
We speak for those who speak for a living.
What does that mean?
Well, we decided that there was a need. We didn't decide. We identified that there was a need for an industry association for voiceover people. Because, you know, everybody, lots of professional groups have industry associations. Lawyers have the bar. The doctors have the
AMA.
AMA. The dentists have the ADA. And, you know, plumbers have a group and construction people. And so we thought, boy, there's really nothing for, you know, for voiceover people. There is the union, which they have, SAG-AFTRA has, you know, represents a lot of, obviously, all of their members, but a lot of people that do voiceover are not in the union because they're not in New York or Los Angeles. And we thought, boy, wouldn't it be great if we could get some union members and some non-union members together to have an industry association and some way to represent the people that do voice acting for a living. And so we actually have, you know, pretty good distribution of both union and non-union people on our, even on our executive board. We are we like to say a union neutral organization because we don't perform any of the functions of a union really, but more a professional association.
Right. And the difference really with the union's really responsible for looking out for, of course, for their members, for working conditions and pay standards and things along those lines. And we really don't, we're not the police, we're not enforcing, we're not under contract with anybody.
Correct.
We're really looking at totally different issues. Joining us now, also from Las Vegas, Nevada, from the newsroom of KLAX, Dave Courvoisier, our executive vice president.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can.
Hear you. Okay, yeah. Cool. How y'all doing?
Wonderful.
Welcome to the fold.
Thanks.
Here.
Thanks. It's good to be with my colleagues from, oh gosh, what is it? Almost 3 years ago now since we created this whole thing, and we're still stumping along, aren't we?
We are. Yes, I mean, that really is the question: is you know, why are we growing? Why is this model succeeding? So why don't we start off, Chris? You're the vice president. You're in charge of membership because I get all the emails about it. Yeah. How many
Evidently.
Members? Yes, from the four original members. How many members do we have now?
We have grown from four members to around about 245 active members right now. And many other people writing in asking about WOVO, wanting to find out about it. What can they do? How can they get involved? And we have a lot of really committed people, a lot of good members, and even more so, a lot of people who not only believe in the cause of what we're trying to do, but I think it's really a lot of people who get it. And you can tell pretty much by who is already involved in this. And we also even already had a challenge from a member for each member to go and recruit six more members and really grow the ranks exponentially. And that is beginning to happen now. When I receive an application through the WOVO website, I look and see, and there's a field, who were you referred by? And invariably, it's either Corvo. In one case, it was myself. I didn't even realize that I had kind of spurred somebody on to take the plunge and join us. And that's really a gratifying thing to see. So we are coming up by leaps and bounds and trying to get the word out there that there's this, as Dustin was saying, that, you know, there's this kind of a wild, wild west thing that has really happened in the voiceover industry since around about 2006, I think, is probably when things really started to blow wide open. And the lawlessness has started to happen. And there's just kind of maybe nobody that kind of remembers how things are happening or should be happening to try to say, whoa, you know, wait a minute. The things that are starting to happen here, maybe there's some new folks that don't understand yet. Let us at least try to educate. And for those having trouble, let's at least try to see if we can advocate. So there's a lot of that going on. And it's coming up, and it's coming along real well.
Yeah. I mean, and in the last 3-4 months, actually since last spring, since we had our first face-to-face actual conference in Las Vegas, WovoCon, the memberships really started to pop. You know, we're seeing at least one or two new members a day, which is
we are indeed
pretty significant. Dave, you were one of the four men in the car that helped start this thing.
I was literally in a car when we had our first meeting. I was on my way back from Boise, Idaho, and I stopped at a town where I could get some decent reception. And I remember I sat in that car for about an hour and a half, and we talked and talked. We have wrestled with so many issues in the last 2 years. We really take it seriously. And these are issues that nobody's talked about before. Nobody's tried to wrestle with before. There are issues about ethics and rates and what's right and what's fair, what's equitable. And we try to be transparent. I think we're successful in that. The things that need to be decided.
Yep, absolutely. Now, Elizabeth, you didn't join immediately because you didn't know about it probably originally.
I didn't.
What was it that urged you to come and join us?
Well, I was invited by our then secretary, Ann Richardson, but I've been on several nonprofit boards, and I was drawn to this one because of the caliber of participants. I'm really impressed by how hard the executive board works and how serious everyone is about trying to improve standards for the voice industry. Grappling with tough issues and really taking member questions seriously. I'm just impressed with the group, and that's why I'm here.
Well, it's an impressive group of people. And actually, the fact is we've all known each other for a good long time. And that helped. We are all good friends, but we worked well together. And I think that's one of the reasons that we were able to assemble this so quickly and make it work. And the fact is this is succeeding, where I think a lot of other things have perhaps fallen by the wayside. But when you have good people who are committed to a singular purpose, I think you'll eventually find the success that you're looking for, because success tends to breed success. And when you're successful, people want to be part of it. Of course, my thoughts are always that the reason that we exist is to really take on these issues and discuss them as an industry, all of our members getting together and saying, here's what I think about this. Here's what I think about that. And having this large group conversation that it's not necessarily happening in real time all the time, but we're always getting suggestions from our membership. People want to get involved and discuss them. And when we come to a consensus about something, and we usually do, and I think as voice actors, we generally do, we usually take action on it. Now, we're not the police. We can't like shut people down or anything like that. But what we can do is we can apply pressure to certain entities or situations that are happening in the world of voiceover and say, hey, we're part of this industry too. We want this thing to change so it's fair for everybody. And part of that is we've brought in people who are not necessarily voice actors themselves, but are also members of the industry, coaches, producers, manufacturers. We've brought them in. And we don't want them to come in just to to advertise to our people. We want them coming in because we want what they know and what they can contribute to bettering the industry and listening to our concerns. This is the kind of equipment we need. This is something that is a problem. Can you help us address that sort of thing? We need their brain power. Everybody has a stake in the voiceover industry. And we want to make sure that everybody is involved in this particular organization. One other thing that we've been doing lately, and one of the things that we wanted to do, and it just sort of started happening on its own, is we are World Voices Organization, and we have a real world aspect to this. Now, Dustin, we've got friends everywhere, and we got lots of members everywhere.
We do. We've got several members in the United Kingdom. We've got a few in Australia. We've got our friend Pacholo in the Philippines.
Philippines.
Israel, Spain, Turkey.
Turkey, Israel.
Canada, guys. Canada, one of the members of our board.
Yeah, there he
is. Who let them in?
Uruguay.
That's right. Tons of places all around the world. Yeah. And growing.
I think one of the neatest developments is that I'm seeing people's names being submitted for consideration of membership, and I don't really know them. And I kind of think that I know a lot of people in voiceover, but here are professionals that are coming to us that I don't know. I'm not sure they've been suggested by any other members of our board. They're just finding us, and they want to be a part. And I also want to point out and toot Dan Leonard's horn a little bit. Early on, we were getting a lot of questions about what's in it for me. Why should I join eWebs? And Dan's best point was,
they're already here for eWebs.
If you have to ask that question, then you don't get it, because it's not about you. It's about us collectively and what we can do for everybody in the industry.
Absolutely. And we deal with a lot of issues, and we can talk about some of those sorts of things. Now, one of the things that we're going to be coming up with, and it's probably going to be launched by the end of the week. And I think if you're still sitting on the fence, as I mentioned earlier, one of the things that we're going to have as a benefit that we're starting up is a little thing called voiceover.biz. And voiceover.biz is a not pay to play site. It is a free to play site. All vetted members of World Voices Organization,
professionals,
get to be on this site. It is a talent search site. It's going to be, the SEO on it is very, very good. The design of it is very good. And it's designed by us voice actors for voice actors. All the things that we hate about a lot of the pay-to-plays and some of the rules that they have and problems that with communication, that's going to be done with this particular site, because we're running it, and we're not running it for profit. We're running it for the benefit of our members. And so when you join as a professional member, you will get a profile on there, and the player on there is going to be Voice Sam. So it's going to be really, really cool. And we're probably going to have that up by the end of the week.
Now that you just snuck in an exclusive right there. The Voice Sam thing had not been mentioned publicly. So
yes,
for all the eWebs viewers, they get a special secret that they know that nobody else knows.
That's right. So
it's
that you're watching this show. Yeah,
and the neat thing is that Voice Sam is doing it so everybody that gets listed on the site, if they're a WoVo professional member and they want to do that, they'll give you a free player for use on that site only on voiceover.biz. But if you already have a VoiceSam membership like I do, we'll just integrate your all your demos that are on your VoiceSam, so you don't have to upload anything. It's already done.
Yeah,
which is really cool.
Yeah, hey George, can you put up the site there?
Sure. Voiceover.biz.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
So you can get a look at the site here. It's been designed by our webmaster Joe Davis, who's just a wonderful guy and really dedicated to the voiceover industry, and he came up with this idea, and he asked me, what do we really need in the voiceover business? And I said, something to get rid of the pay to plays, something run by the voice actors. And he designed this site, voiceover.biz, and it's ready to roll. And you can, we'll be advertising to, people who are looking for talent. They'll be able to find it very easily just by doing a search for voiceover on the internet. And it is an exclusive to World Voices Organization. So you can't beat that. So if you wonder what good are we? That's one of the things we're doing. We're trying to change the atmosphere with pay-to-plays. Chris, you got something on that?
Yes, I think it bears mentioning and a bit of a shout-out, because the genesis of that particular segment of the idea comes from even a few years ago from Doug Turkel.
Yes.
So by all means, that particular genesis of the idea, and he entrusted that to us, and for that, we are quite, quite grateful to Doug for that.
Yeah, and I asked him permission. I said, "We got this idea, Doug," and I remember we talked about it in 2008, I think it was, when we first talked about it. And I remember talking till we were hoarse one night at Voice 2008 in Los Angeles, and And it was like, this was Doug's idea, and it never really came to fruition, probably because of who we were dealing with back then, but we won't get into that.
All right.
But now, because we've got the we've got the infrastructure and the personnel and the the ability to do this because of the numbers we have, now it's happening.
And the fire.
Absolutely.
Well, and also the standards. Yes. Dan, tell us a little bit more about technical standards. And that was driven by the membership. People were asking for it.
They were. Originally, we thought about having technical certification, and we sort of dropped the idea for a while. There was always the question of, well, who are you guys to set these standards? Well, who are the people that were deciding what were the actual technical standards for voiceover quality audio? Well, it was some guy named Whittem is on our committee, Uncle Roy, Cliff Zelman, who we've all seen on the show, Joe Van Riper, who is a great guy and a real expert on home studios, and consulting with a few other people. Without hesitation, within an hour of us really meeting and talking about it, we pretty much were in total agreement on what are the certain standards within what is audio supposed to sound like, what shouldn't it sound like, and we're now going to be offering that. And our new website, worldvo.org, you can probably put that one up too, George, worldvo.org. It's going to be up there probably before the end of the year. It'll be $50 for WOVO members. You'll submit a read and a number of other things that will be described on the website. And it will be not judged. We'll be using certain standards that we're looking for, measuring, is there how much echo there is in the room? And we're really looking at two things. We're looking at the quality of the audio you're putting out from the studio. What's the acoustic signature of the studio? And how you're using the equipment you have. What is your mic technique? Those sorts of things. And we've got a system we think that's going to be very, very effective for certifying people's studios. So you can put that certificate up on your website. I'm, technically certified. And that means you don't have to worry about that, because I know there's a lot of producers out there going, this guy's got a home studio and you've got that certificate on there. That means, well, okay, maybe he does know what he's doing. Of course, I like to call them personal studios. I think I actually changed it to personal studio certification. Anyway. Alrighty. Dustin.
Yes.
We've got a big conference coming up, hopefully somewhere.
We do. We had a lot of fun last year at WovoCon. We had it at a nice little business hotel here in Henderson, Nevada. And we're doing it again in April of 2015. It will be the 17th through the 19th of April, which is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It is the same week as NAB, which is also here in Las Vegas. So those of you that are technically minded, if you want to come in and do NAB and then stay for WovoCon 2, that's one of the reasons we scheduled it then. So people could get two birds, as they say. And I know that the EWABS gentlemen will be excited about that.
We just did it so George would come.
Yeah, pretty much. So thanks, George.
I really do want to come. I think that I'm really glad that you did do that. I appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah. And there's a lot of us that have always wanted to go to NAB, so it's since our radio days, it's like
it works.
It is a kick butt.
Also, that week is another attendant conference called NMX, which is New Media Expo. It used to be called Blog World Expo. It's all for social media queers and guys who really like this stuff, and that'll be an attendant conference at the same time. If you like that stuff too, you can attend that. Wow. There's a lot of stuff going on that week.
Man, that's gonna be awesome.
Just a few things. And
I'm camping out.
Something that we didn't really have last year at WovoCon. The reason I haven't said the hotel yet is we're working out some details with the contract. We're going to try to move it to a really nice place, but still keep the cost low. But we're talking to a hotel that is a four-star, four-diamond hotel. So it's going to be nice. And I should have that wrapped up this week and we can announce where it is. But one of the things that we're going to be doing is we're going to have some special guest speakers that we didn't have last year. And I've got two of them confirmed. And as soon as we get the hotel wrapped up, then we'll make the big announcement with who the speakers are going to be. But you'll be able to learn a lot and practice some things, different aspects of your voiceover career, and get some one-on-one time with these people who are also maybe coaches that you've heard of or worked with. So it's going to be interesting and it's going to be fun. And of course, there's always the camaraderie that happens with just when we get together and chat and hang out. It's always fun. And it was a great weekend last year, and we're going to have even more fun this year. So,
yeah. I mean, there was no question, you know, I mean, we all knew each other. I mean, it helped. I mean, it was nice meeting a few new faces and people who we had seen before, but the real topic the whole weekend was WoWo. I mean, we had a few little voiceover sessions and a little bit of practice here and there, but a lot of it was really talking about what can we do to make this organization better. I think one of the things you know, that I always found important is leadership, making sure that people get involved and show us, you know, that they want to lead, that they want to take part and help our organization grow. And by helping the organization grow, they of course make the industry a better place. Now, Liz, what did you get out of WoWOcon last?
Well, I was just blown away by the camaraderie, as you say, but also the great ideas that came out of it. Like Christy Bowen came up with the idea for disability insurance for voice actors. We had John McLean from Dog and Pony was telling us from the producer's point of view how you know, to be more successful as a voice talent in terms of your work with producers. There was an amazing exchange of information with people, and people were genuinely enthusiastic about participating and volunteering for things. So we're ending up out of WoWOcon, we're ending up with a really nice website from a volunteer committee. People put together a new logo, and there was a real sense of participation and a feeling of being with your peers. It's a nice feeling, because so much of the work we do is in isolation in our personal studios.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I think that's important that we all get out and talk to each other. Another thing that we do and that sort of came out of there was the meetup groups. And that we have a lot of members who are getting together and talking on a regular basis, and you know, and letting us know that they appreciate that. And if you want to get involved in that, if you're a member now and want to be involved in a meetup group, I think they have to contact Ann Richardson about that. She's running that. We've got a lot of issues that we talk about in this, and we're going to get into some of those, and we're going to take some of your questions. But right now, I got to talk about our sponsor. Because, and we all know who he is. Mr. Harlan Hogan owns a great little website called voiceoveressentials.com. And at voiceoveressentials.com, seeing as it's the holiday season, and, you know, maybe you're married to somebody in the voiceover business, or you just have a friend in the voiceover business because you're in the voiceover business, and you want to get them something nice. One of the best places you can go is over to voiceoveressentials.com. Have they got a special running this week, George, or anything?
The whole sale blitz for the week, the Cyber Monday and all that stuff is wrapped up. So we're going into the end of the year. But it really is a nice place to go. I mean, you can almost guarantee that if you buy something from his website for a voiceover you love, they're going to be pretty happy with it. And if they're not, for some reason, he's got a killer return policy, because he wants to make sure everything that you buy is something you really need and that it works for you. So that's a great thing. He really stands behind everything on his website, whether he makes it or not.
That's right. But the stuff he does make is all really cool, because it's designed specifically for voiceover people, like the VO1A microphone, specially tuned for voiceover. Which, by the way,
holds its own very, very well with a lot of other mics.
Yes, it does.
That cost a lot more money. So
yes. great mic at a great price point, and it comes with the shock mount, and you know, plus he's got all the other stuff, everything you could possibly need for voiceover at one location. And you can get there by the way, if you're on our website right now, which a majority of you are, if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see a picture of Harlan in his porta booth. If you want to go over to voiceoveressentials.com, that's a great place to go. So Harlan Hogan and voiceoveressentials.com, our sponsor for 169 episodes.
Woo-hoo.
Believe or don't.
Thank you, Harlan.
Thank you, Harlan. Well, we're back with our guests, Dustin Ebaugh, Chris Metzlesta, Dave Courvoisier, and Elizabeth Holmes, our executive board at World Voices Organization. And we, you know, we talk about some really cool things, but this issues that we deal with in the industry, it's really the thing that drives the conversation within you know, not just board meetings, but at WovoCon and in our Facebook group, and LinkedIn and all sorts of interesting places. What are some of the issues that we deal with?
Well, you know, recently we've really been tackling and going back and forth the endless emails. I even posted an article about it on my blog about what constitutes a professional. I mean, we all think we kind of know, but when you get around to putting it down on paper and putting A, B, C, D, and E, there's a lot of gray areas. And we've been exploring some of those. Chris might want to address some of those because he's in a membership committee and has come across some issues that he brought to our attention. And gee whiz, they're tough to wrestle with. And it matters because we like to think we're a professional organization. Also, we're trying to set the standards. We're trying to lead the industry in this area. So that means we need to come up with some of these definitions, much like we did our best practices documents.
I think it's by no means it's by no means cut and dry as it used to be as to what separated the professional from the amateur, because it seems that there are so many new levels within that gray area between the amateur and the professional. There is the very skilled amateur. There's the paid hobbyist. There's the professional who says they're professional but isn't quite. And it makes a job like mine and the rest of us on the membership committee, it makes our job quite a bit harder when we are evaluating an applicant to say, all right, well, what is your body of work? What types of work have you done? Can you tell by the number of jobs a person has done? Can you tell by the type of job a person has done? Can you tell by how much they've earned, okay, over what period of time? And through what means, what types of jobs, and from you know, if it's an arbitrary dollar amount, well, if you made $1,000 in voiceover in a certain period of time, that's okay. But did you do that over the course of an entire year by doing $10 answering machine messages, or was that, you know, one regional radio spot, that kind of thing? And those are some of those things that. They all exist at the same time, and it's very, very difficult, we have been finding, to have that barometer, where to set that barometer as to just, well, you've done this, this, and this. Can we really consider that? Is that more voiceover activity that happened to have a little bit of a stipend in it? Or is that real, honest, you know, professional work, palpable work that you can put down and say, yes, this is an ongoing career thing. And we've had, again, yes, Dave is very correct, many, many, many emails. So you got the hand up there, Dave?
Well, you know, one of the things that there's a temptation to do is to be subjective about this decision. I mean, we're all human beings. We all have these feelings and opinions, and they're understated. And yet, when you're judging someone else's work, you must have a criteria, stated, quantifiable, measurable criteria to fall back on, or else you're going to be charged with playing favoritism or despotism or cronyism. And we got into trouble with that in the previous group. So we want to be absolutely clear and transparent about what it is we're saying. And we've so far kind of built our foundation on what Amy Snively has done with FAFCON. We've said, five jobs being paid for not your relative, over the last year. And there's some other nuances to that. So we don't want to say we're doing exactly what Amy is doing. It's certainly great. But we think we need to build on it a little bit further. And Dan, maybe you've got something to say about this.
Well, I mean, I've been looking at this all along. And, you know, first off, you have to realize that everybody who applies to World Voices gets in. We want you involved. If you're involved in the voiceover industry, we want you there. We want you involved, and we want you striving to be a professional. And we're there to help you do that. But we have several levels of membership. We have Pro, which is what we're talking about and been going back and forth about what really constitutes a Pro. And of course, if you want to be part of the conversation, you've got to join the conversation and join us at WOVO so we can hear what you have to say about that. If we deem that, you know, you haven't met quite that criteria of a working professional voice actor, but are getting there and are working towards it, we have another level called associate member. And once you're an associate member, of course, you don't get a vote, but you certainly do get the newsletter and you have access to the resources that we have, which is a lot of very talented people who know an awful lot about the voiceover industry and are willing to help you. And we're working on putting a mentoring program together, getting people matched up. If you have a question about something specific, there's, you know, with 250 members, we've got an expert in something in there. So
can I say something about the criteria? Like,
go,
you know,
for it, George.
Because it's so complicated. It can be a really complicated discussion, but I mean, would it be fair to say, come up with some sort of a percentage of your income? Say, if you derive more than 25% of your income from voiceover, that makes you a professional. I don't know if you guys have considered that or if that's even part of the criteria, but it is complicated.
Maybe on a personal level and maybe not necessarily on a complete family level, that question did come up among one of our members, even on the board, who had mentioned that, well, you know, they personally did not contribute quite a high number or percentage of the complete family income via voiceover. However, taking on themselves personally, yes, it was quite a sizable number.
Right.
So again, it's still gray area and yeah, it's still on a subjective thing. And we're trying to really come up with that nailed down objectivity so that we can remain transparent and never ever be, so we cannot be accused of being judgmental or exclusive in any way, shape, or form. But it is a tough question.
I think it bears mentioning that there is a tremendous amount of people in voiceover today, and it's growing. I mean, if I just look at the list of people who, you know, are you know, friends on our website, who watch the show, just names of, you know, you go through Facebook and see, well, this guy's a voiceover, this guy.
It's
getting into the tens of thousands here.
Yeah, I mean, I know how many names are on the mailing list at Edge Studio, and it's well north of 10,000. I can tell you that.
Why aren't they all members of WOVO?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're not all professionals either, but let's, you know. But I mean, you know, the numbers do get pretty high depending on who you ask.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a bunch of questions from our wonderful chat room, and we're going to get to those in just a second. So I think we'll take a quick break here and take a drink, and we'll be right back with our guests. We'll talk a little bit more about WOVO here on East West Audio Body Shop.
We all agree that iTunes is one of the best ways to listen to music, right? Well, what if your voiceover demos could be presented the exact same way, where each clip inside your demo is listed as a clickable, playable track? Well, now you can. If your demo is presented with the interactive demo player only from VoiceXAM. In VoiceXAM, each track inside your demo is clearly titled for producers to view, select, and play. Now, we all know that producers will only listen to the first few tracks of your demos, right? But not on VoiceXAM. With VoiceXAM, producers can interact with your demo, clicking on what they want to hear. They'll stay longer, listening to all your voice work because they want to. Plus, with VoiceXAM's exclusive XAMtistics, you'll know exactly what they listen to, when, and for how long. So why not give producers a chance to hear all your voice work with VoiceXAM? Go to VoiceXAM.com and sign up now. Plus, get an exclusive 45-day trial when you use the promo code EWABS.
Don't touch that dial. Seriously, stay with us, please. Dan and George will be right back.
George and Dan. EWABS. They make our lives so much easier.
Oh, crap. What's wrong now?
You're watching East West Audio Body Shop with Dan Leonard in the East and George Whittam in the West. They're nice guys, but every time I'm there, they never let me make water. So I'm going to go make water right now. I'm a grown man.
And we're back here at East West Audio Body Shop. Our guests, the executive board of World Voices Organization. By the way, if you're interested in joining, which you should be, the mere fact that you're here every week for EWABS, you're on the same plane that the rest of us are on when it comes to community and knowing what, you know, the exchange of information and just the social nature of the business. You should be a member of World Voices Organization. Our web address is worldvo.org. And you go there and you become a member. Just click on it and go through the process. So we got a couple of questions here. First one is from our producer, Catherine Curden. Talk about what new voice actors need to have accomplished before applying. Well, Chris, you were sort of talking about that, but what are the specific criteria we're looking at?
Well, basically what we have tried to adopt as a working entry method is, again, that five paying jobs, or, you know, jobs for an outside entity, not a family member or a relative, something for which you got paid. And this is kind of the part that we are now trying to further refine, that you got paid, spendable money, and that is commensurate, at least, with what is, ongoing market rates and things like that. And that's pretty much it at this moment. And again, this is going under refinement.
Good point, Chris. The idea that your payment should reflect a fair rate. I think it's, it bears repeating that one of the things that we want to promote as World Voices is fair rates for voice actors. So if you're a pro, you know that.
Yes. Somebody who understands the market. And I would have to say that because there are so many people coming in based upon the Ted Williams news story or the quick availability of cheap microphones and internet and all that, who don't understand the legacy of what had come. And I'm not necessarily speaking union versus non-union, but so many tens of thousands of people coming in with a mindset of, oh, this is all it is and this is all it takes. And that's not the case, because Elizabeth, to what you're saying, I think our true professional is going to understand, we'll have done the homework, we'll have at least read some vetted, accepted books or course material on what came before and what led us to where we are now. So as far as specifically to Wovo, it's at the moment five paid jobs, not for a friend or family or relative, but we are refining that even further to have some more objective criteria.
Right. And that's SIP strictly for professional membership, which is
yes,
voting member of the organization. All righty. Shelley Avellino of the Pride of currently of Albuquerque. Question for the board. Firstly, Dustin, your beard rocks.
Thank you, Shelley.
Yes. She has a question about the free to play. Do we populate it ourselves as members with our profile, or do our current profiles on Wovo get carried over to the site? It's going to be a totally new registration process. You're going to be given a one-time use code by us, the management here at World Voices, and you will go into the site, you will re-register in there, you'll sign up for all the things that are in there, follow the instructions, and put in your profile. Gives you a chance to rethink your profile, maybe rewrite it a little bit, but you can always go to the Wovo website, copy and paste it, and put it in there as well.
Yeah, and one of the reasons for that is because our privacy policy, some of the things in your Wovo profile in the members only area may not be for public eyes. And we have stated in our privacy policy that we won't share that outside of the members only area. So we thought it best to have folks recreate their profile. And this is as opposed to a you know, on our own side at world-voices.org, it's really a site for us as professionals and associate and industry partner members. This is a client-facing site. So the things that you want to say in your profile are different.
Absolutely. All righty. Let's see here. Lee Penny has a question. Did the board decide on a level for video pros, or will they be associates only? I would tend to think that they would probably be associates for now, unless they're doing some, you know, lots of voiceover on their own video and stuff and paying themselves. Any thoughts?
That's a new one.
Not something we've directly dealt with, Lee, and I know where you're coming from. You do a lot of that, and maybe now that you've mentioned it, we will try to deal with that and come up with a policy for that. But as of right now, we haven't done a lot of talk about that particular issue.
All righty. Well, let's see here. John Oak, here's a really interesting question. Maybe we didn't think about this one. Well, maybe we have. So are people who are SAG-AFTRA automatic?
No. Because, I mean, that's the short answer. I can give a longer one. Because the, you know, pre-merger, all you had to do to join AFTRA was pay the dues. And so there was no qualification. Isn't that correct, Dave?
No, I believe so. I think SAG has a little more stringent policy, but you're right.
So there's no guarantee of professional experience.
Right.
Because we don't have access to their records, and we can't go and say, oh yes, he's been on screen, he's been on mic, she's been on done some audio books. So we still have to get the evidence of the requisite experience, which is union membership doesn't convey that by itself.
Because you can just join the union.
Not now, but you could until they merged.
Right.
Which wasn't that long ago.
I mean, there were plenty of pro athletes and pro car dealers who weren't necessarily pro voiceovers, whether or not they were in the union, but they were in there doing commercials. Would not necessarily call them pro voice actors.
Oh, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
You know?
Right.
A lot of local car dealers and the pro athletes in the local team, they're going to voice them in the commercials. They would have to join AFTRA back in that time. And I don't think anybody would, you know, for a second consider them pro actors possessing acting skills. And that is part of the objectivity that we're shooting for here.
All righty. Well, if anybody else has any questions, I think that does it. I'm going to go around the room one time here and everybody give me your number one reason why they should join World Voices organization. We'll start with Elizabeth.
Oh, I was afraid you were going to say that.
I know. I was watching your eyes there.
Don't pick me. The number one reason you should join WOVO is because you can make a difference. WOVO is small and flexible enough that if you have something relevant to say regarding the voice industry, you can have an impact. And I think that's pretty exciting because a lot of professional organizations are very large and have already grappled with some of the basic issues. And we have two, but we're still small and flexible enough that you can have a direct impact.
Absolutely. Chris?
I think for me, it might be the education, the need to educate on both levels, which is one of the reasons that we, a long time ago, drew up our suggested best practices for talent, for producers, for agencies, for coaches. And I invite everyone to go to worldvo.org and just read up on them if you haven't yet. But there's a lot of education, I think, that needs to happen for up-and-coming voice talent, for established voice talent, for copywriters, for producers who don't understand what it is we do.
And so we get lousy copy sometimes, or we get ridiculous directions and things like that. I think there's room for everybody to learn and to come to a central meeting point of learning. Everybody from agencies on down and across. So I think education, and I think we can provide that. And the more people that we get, and the more, and they told two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on.
So on.
I think it's going to be good.
Dave?
You know, to me, it's all about relationship. And I think WoWo provides us all the chance to be part of a caring and encouraging community. You'll be surprised what you get from that community or what you can give to it. You can be a mentor. Maybe you can be a mentee. At any rate, you can be part of the discussion, part of the relationship, part of what makes our business so vibrant. Just join and find out.
Absolutely. Mr. President.
Yes.
Wake up.
I'm awake.
Presidente.
I always like doing that. You know, the founding tenets that the four of us talked about when we came up with the idea were a community to speak for voice actors, which we've talked about, and also be a community to where voice actors can help each other. And Dave kind of touched on this about mentor and mentee. And, you know, we have a wealth of experience as individuals in WoWo, because most of us have not been voice actors since we graduated from high school or whatever. We have other lives and other careers, you know, and so we have a chance to help each other with our other areas of expertise. We have people that are well versed in accounting or marketing or technical things, just pretty much the whole realm of business experience. We have some attorneys. So if there are things that you need help with, you can find someone in the organization who will help you, that will keep your confidence, and someone that you can trust that also knows your business, because they do what you do as well. And that was a real important thing when we got this together, was a place where we could learn from and help each other and also teach each other.
That's pretty huge, man.
Exchange information, yeah. and not money. So, and it's working, and it goes on a lot, and the meetups are a part of that. But, you know, if you have a question and you don't know what, you know, you need some tax advice or something, you could ask Elizabeth, or, you know, we have other people that are accountants and CPAs in our group, and it just goes on, you know, ad infinitum with different things. And eventually we'll have a resource, you know, collated with everyone's experiences. But now just, you know, people can ask the board and we'll find you someone to help.
Absolutely. Well, I got to tell you guys, thanks so much for joining us tonight and talking about WoWo.
Wait. Dan, you don't get off that easy.
That's right, Dan. We need to know why you think people should join.
Oh, you got it.
First off, the most important thing, and Dave touched on this, is community. There is a fraternity, sorority, a brotherhood, sisterhood of voice actors. We're not sure exactly what it is, but whenever we get together, it's just wonderful. It's just magic. It's just an amazing thing. I mean, we experienced it at FAFCON and other voice conferences. WoWoCon just had a real special energy to it. There's a lot of love out there, and I think that we have a lot of mutual respect for what we do, because we understand that we're, you know, we're stuck in these closets all day, and we need to commune with our other practitioners, and I find that to be a really important thing. That said, also, when we get together and talk, we talk about the issues that are really, really important in our industry, and we touched on a bunch of them about really what, you know, the technical standards, and talking about certain things like, you know, what do we do about the pay to plays? Well, we've come up with the answers to those sorts of things. Fair pricing in the marketplace, the ISDN thing. We issued a statement earlier this year about it's time for all the producers to perhaps they don't have to dump their ISDN, but they've got to start accepting some of the other ones. These are prime issues that are really, really important in our industry. They are questions that need to be addressed, and we want to hear everybody's opinion on it so we can come up with a cohesive policy that we can present to the rest of the industry and say, hey, look, this is really how the best way to do things. It benefits you, it benefits us, and it benefits the whole industry, and that's what we're all about, making the industry a better place. And that's why you should join, so you can be part of the conversation and lend your opinion.
Beautiful. That was so good, man.
I know. I love you, man.
We love you, Dan.
How much time do I have left? Okay.
He's the new cheerleader.
Anyway, guys, yes. I have to say, one of the things about this organization, especially working on the executive board, you guys are some of the best friends I have. It's wonderful to work with you, not only as, you know, as colleagues, but as friends. And the fact is, once we get together and you join this organization and you really become part of it, you really do have some friends for life. And I think that's
okay. Group hug. Here we go.
I think group hug. All right. Anyway, so join us at worldvo.org and, tell them that we sent you, because we'll be the ones that are looking at it anyway. anyway, Dustin Ebaugh, Chris Masalesta, Dave Crevassier, Elizabeth Holmes, members of our executive board at World Voices Organization. Thanks for being with us this week on East West Audio Body Shop.
Anytime.
Looking forward to the next time.
Okay.
All righty. Hey, we have another spot to run, George?
Yeah, we got one more.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to wrap things up into a nice, tight little bow right after this.
You're listening to East West Audio Body Shop.
VoiceOver Extra, the voiceover industry's online news, education, and resource center 24/7. Hundreds, probably thousands of free how-to articles for voiceover success, ranging from home studio to voice acting to business. A free voiceover industry directory, calendar of industry events, resource links, a store, and much more. Bi-monthly webinars on all topics of voiceover, free subscriptions to newsletters, reports, announcements, daily news, and features at voiceoverextra.com.
And now back to the only webcast done with two cans, two geeks, and a string. East West Audio Body Shop with George Winham on his end in the West. And Dan.
East West Audio Body Shop. VoiceOver. The best tech, talk, and technique weekly live and online 1 to 2 hours you could spend. It podcasts too. Sundays at 9 Eastern Standard Time. Ustream. Search eWebs. East West. No.
And we're back here on East West Audio Body Shop. Again, thanks to our board members at World Voices Organization. Also, one thing I forgot to mention, we have a great newsletter. We're trying to put it out once a month. What's going on in the voiceover industry? What are we doing here in the business? Great articles by people you know, and looking at what we're doing as an organization, and we want you to participate so you could be in the newsletter too. So that's important. Okay, let's clean things up here. What do we have to talk about? Oh, we have to talk about what's going on. We have...
You mean our announcements?
Our announcements.
Well, I would play the clip if I can find it.
Just sit back and relax. It's time for some announcements.
Okay, first, thanks to our donors of the week. You guys have been fabulous, by the way. It's great to see. It helps us keep the bandwidth. It helps us keep the commercials off of here, except for our commercials.
The ones that interrupt the show, yes.
Right, the ones that like suddenly, wait, what happened to eWebs? We appreciate your help. And technically, it's if you only knew how we put this show together. It's not free, and we appreciate your support. But our thanks, of course, to Martha Kahn, the ever-present Eric Aragone, Larissa Gallagher, the lovely one, Deborah Irwin, just as lovely and just as talented, Jeffrey Scott Chambers, and David Smith, and a bunch of other people. Change that battery already.
I know.
We need donations so we can replace the battery.
It's the second time that battery has died in that thing. I want to thank my wife, who allows me to do the show over this week. In exchange for that, we promote her little website, narratorhelper.com. She helps with proofing, editing, and mastering audiobooks. So if you do that kind of thing, check her out.
Absolutely. Also, buy Nina Whitaker's Christmas CD, NinaWhitaker.com. Don LaFontaine's wife put that out. Really wonderful if you're into Christmas CDs. I hear she's very good.
She's very talented. And it's her first Christmas CD. She's been doing music for many years.
That's right. The show logs. If you want to find something that's been on this show or another show, the amazing Jack DeGolia has been assembling our show logs. Every last point is there. So if you missed it, you'll find out exactly where it is. So when you go to the YouTube, you can find exactly what you're looking for.
That's right.
We also have our EWABS essentials, which are starting to pile up now. Little tidbits of information that we've garnered from the guests on our show. And we'd like you to take a look at those. They're 3 to 5 minutes long, so you don't have to watch for an entire hour and a half. But for some reason, you guys come every week and still watch for an hour and a half. That's what I like to hear.
I know that next week we're still locking in our guests, so stay tuned for who that's going to be.
But I heard somebody exciting and far away.
Yes, and December 22nd, we're going to take a night off and prepare for the holidays. Dan's and our families are going to enjoy that little bit of downtime for that week, and then that'll give us extra time to prepare for our December 29th Best of show. And if you'd like to submit your ideas for that show, if you have a clip that you thought was just hilarious or really helpful or whatever, you can submit it on ewabs.com. Right below the show where you're watching right now, scroll down a little bit, and there's this form where you can submit your suggestions.
Everything you'd ever want from EWABS is right here on this page that you're looking at right now. Let's see. YouTube, we talked about YouTube, the podcast, Stitcher Radio, iTunes, EWABS, .podbean.com. Thanks to Lee Penny for putting that together every week. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at EWABS _show. And, of course, subscribe and like our videos on YouTube because you can watch us anytime there. But we still like having you here on Monday night. Our wonderful sponsors, Harlan Hogan at VoiceOver Essentials, VoiceOver Extra, Edge Studio and all the great things they do, and VoiceSam, providing an uninterrupted live stream and bandwidth. VoiceSam, great thing. I actually started using it. It's really cool. And you'll find it really cool on our new WOVA website, too, voiceover.biz. Thanks to our wives, my wife of 20 years, and her birthday was just the other day. I'm not saying how old she is, but I'm still older than her. Our wonderful producer, Kathy Curran, Anthony Gettig for getting all the questions in the chat room, Jack DeGolia for the EWABS log, and Tim McKean for the working on EWABS essentials and getting those together. So, hey, pick a highlight of the show with the chat room after we stop recording so we can add one of those things to our show on the 22nd. So that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks again for watching. Thanks again to our guests. And that's going to do it. George, you've had hardly anything to say tonight.
That's why I try to squeeze it in on the first half of the show.
There you go. All right. That's true. And I dominate the second half. Anyway, dominating from here in the East, I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam out here in the West.
And together we are East West Audio Body Shop. Have yourselves a fabulous week, everybody. We'll see you next Monday night.
Cheers.